The message today is about our faith, and it's kind of funny the way I'm going to start out because I'm going to talk about science. Yeah? You know, like that. We're going to talk about faith, but we're going to start out with science because I want to talk about the two, because I think a lot of people think that faith is blind and science is based on fact. And faith has nothing to do with fact. And I want to clear that up, because this whole thing about the resurrection of Christ, which we celebrate today, I don't want to get ahead of myself. So let's talk about what science is first. I know that John is going to really get into this when we do the evolution topic, because I've found that lots of people, I don't know where it started, but have made faith and reason, faith and science, be something that are opposed to each other. That faith is blind and science is what you can really stand on. So I want to talk about this. I think this is really important, since we're talking about the resurrection of the dead. Because most scientific people say, I can't. That's not reasonable. Right? So we're going to talk about this. Because our faith is being very much challenged in the world today. There are persecutions where people are being killed just because they have faith in Jesus Christ. That's amazing, huh? Just because of that. There's things that you can watch on TV and attitudes that you get from lots of people that try to diminish our faith. And there's one thing that and this was great that it came up in the music. We believe. You know? We believe. We believe in God the Father, and we believe in Jesus Christ. Now, we don't believe just to believe. We don't believe because we just said, oh, that's a good idea. Our faith is based on something. It's not something that we crawl to blindly because we have nowhere else to go. This is really important, because that's how a lot of the world, at least in this country, view people of faith. They see them as people who don't use their brains, who haven't thought things out. And here it is on Resurrection Sunday, the day that God proved who He was. And prove that His plan for salvation was real. We have a great hope in this, don't we? Yes. So I want to talk about this. I wrote some things down here about science. Okay? And science is fantastic. I think. I love science. I love science in school. And did very well in it. These are some of my thoughts about science that I can remember. And then, like can happen any time that there's any preaching going on in this church, if you have something that you feel will add to the conversation, jump in. Yeah?
Yes.
Because it's Easter doesn't mean we're changing the way we do things. All right? So, here's what I have down about science. Pure science. Evidence must be observed. Is that right? You have to be able to see. A scientist comes up with a hypothesis, a theory, and then they go to prove if that hypothesis is correct by doing experimentation. There's an experiment. And what are they doing in that experiment? They are watching. They are looking for what is called empirical evidence. Evidence that you can see. Right? That's what science is all about. It has to be conclusive. It has to be undisputable for it to be pure science. But one thing is very true. There has to be, I'm going to use the word eyewitness, there has to be eyewitnesses of the experiment. Right? You can't just decide that, this is the result of the experiment without watching it. Is that right? So that's what scientists do. Now I'm going to throw something at you for you to hold in the back of your mind. Do all scientists have to do every single experiment for them to believe that science is true? No. They either look at the recorded evidence, they hear the accounts from other scientists about what they did and how things came out in their study. Is that right?
Yes.
So you don't have to, a scientist doesn't have to see everything to believe that something is scientifically true. You can find out things from other people that actually did the experiments. I hope you're following along here. Because I think that most of you know where I'm going with this. But this is important for you to realize, for us to understand. We're not just little bumpkins who don't think. And that's where people in this world are going to try to put you into a corner and intimidate young people and people that are just learning about Jesus to try to get them into a corner, afraid to express what they feel in their heart because it doesn't meet certain expectations. Because this whole thing about, well, faith is blind, has really kind of sunk into our society. And I want to say to you very clearly, our faith is not blind. Okay? I wrote down some things. You know, we have this, what is thought of as very conclusive science. Big Bang Theory. Right? Anybody know who Stephen Hawking is? Yeah. Big man in that, right? Yeah. You know he's now doubting whether the Big Bang Theory is true? Oh, wait a minute. That's settled science. Climate change, that's settled science. Isn't it? I can remember back in the 70s listening to scientists warning of a coming ice age. Oh my gosh! And we had to do all these things for this coming ice age. It was science, and it was settled. And you can count on man's reasoning to know that that was right. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, no, it changed. It changed, didn't it? It went to global warming. And now guess where it is? We're starting back into global cooling again. Because there's a cycle to it. Funny how that is. How we so rely on our own reasoning sometimes. Beyond what is good for us. When something's undisputed, like, okay, we can take a scientific fact. I'm not saying that all science is messed up. It's not. There's lots that is fantastic. I think it's settled that the world is round. There's not too many flat earthers left. Is there? And why is that? Why is that? Because we have some actual evidence that's beyond theory. people have sent satellites up. People have gone up to the moon. We've looked back at the Earth, and guess what?
It's round.
It's a sphere. And it spins, just like all the theory that was years ago, back in the Middle Ages, when everything was done mathematically. But now there's some really concrete evidence. People saw it, right? It's amazing to me that in science, scientists can definitively say that the Earth is so many billions of years old. Is that pure science? Were they there? Did they see? Were they eyewitnesses of that? And yet, that is science. No, it's not. It's theory. It might be right, but it's not pure science. It's theoretical science. It's a theory. It's an idea that's possible. And yet, man puts his foot right square down on that is scientific fact. And you are pushed into a corner if you have some questions about that. Isn't that amazing? I thought science had to be proved. I thought the evidence you had to see. I thought the evidence you had to be there and actually observe that happening to be called pure science. You and I are not too far off when it comes to being people of faith. Because do you know that faith is the evidence of things not seen? Oh, wow. We don't see it, but there's evidence. See, what we believe in God the Father, and we believe in Jesus Christ. Is it because we just want to? Or is there evidence? You're not going to believe anything unless you have some kind of evidence. You might read something in here and go, oh, there's some evidence that there's a God. You can maybe you go out and you look at the complexity of the way this world is and your own human body, and maybe you've looked at microscopes and you've seen how the cells, and you go, wow, this couldn't have just happened. This couldn't have just been evolved over all those billions of years. What? No, there's enough evidence all around us to know that there's a creator. Yeah. Someone with intelligent design.
Amen.
Yeah?
Yes.
Amen.
So we believe in God the Father, not because there's nothing else to believe. You see this? You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We believe for a reason. And there's plenty of other reasons. We believe in Jesus because of the accounts that are in here. Yeah?
Yes.
Well, we're going to get into a little bit of that. So, I want you to, if you have your Bibles, I read something out of Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence. See that word? Evidence of things not seen. People say, well, how do you know that Jesus was resurrected? Well, you know what? There were some eyewitnesses. Well, you didn't see it, so how can you believe that? Scientists don't see everything, and they believe what other scientists say, especially if they were the ones that were there that saw it. We have thousands, hundreds of eyewitnesses, over 500 it says in the Bible, that saw the resurrected Christ. Wow. That's, could you imagine in a courtroom bringing in 500 witnesses to take the witness stand? I think that the judge wouldn't have to get to the 500th witness to make a decision. Do you? We have eyewitnesses to who Jesus was and his resurrection. Eyewitnesses. And yet that's just poo-poo. Because resurrection, that can't happen. Or at least people want to put doubt in your mind about that. I was amazed. This, I was going to do this later, but I'm going to do it now, before 11 o'clock. How many of you saw Killing Jesus, the movie, last night? Wasn't that, you know, it said at the beginning of the movie that it was inspired by the biblical account. Was it? Was it? Well, you know, some things were.
Some things.
But some things weren't. And you and I, if we know what we believe, those things should stick right out at you, shouldn't they? We should know this. We should be hungry enough for this God who loved the world so much that he divested himself of his divine nature and came to this earth and came as a baby and lived a perfect life and died for the sins of the world and was and to prove that he died for all of our sins and that it worked. He was resurrected from the dead. What a great day this is! He's risen, and that means something, doesn't it?
Yes.
The scripture says, let me see if I remember where it is. 1 Corinthians 15, I think it's verse 17. See if that's right. It says that if Jesus wasn't raised, our faith is vain. This day that's marked as the celebration of the resurrection of Christ. Is that the right scripture?
Yes.
Read it.
And if Christ is not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins.
Yeah. The resurrection, this day. This is why, we're singing those songs, We believe, and there are some other songs, and I'm thinking, and I don't know why I did it, because some of you probably intimidated me. I just wanted to jump up in the air, because what happens when you really do believe something? But there's something that has conditioned us, that has made us so that we don't want to appear too excited about Jesus. What the heck is wrong with us? We need a breakout. Don't we?
Amen.
Oh, no. We don't want to get excited about Jesus. But boy, last night during some of those basketball games, oh man, you get excited. You get really into it. How many of you wanted Kentucky to win? No, don't put your hands up. I feel sorry for you. But, and that was a really tight game there until the last 2 minutes there. Man. But can't we get involved in that? And we think that we shouldn't have emotion about the God who loved us and saved us. We need a hand grenade put into our head and have it explode, if you know what I'm talking about. I'm not talking physically here. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because, wow, what he has done for us. He is unique, isn't he? Jesus is the unique Son of God. He deserves, he is worthy of our praise, of our honor. Yeah. And I hope that we're not ashamed to let people know at the proper time and in the proper way. But you know, we've got to know things. We have to know enough to know when something that we see on TV or something or some friend or somebody that we bump into in the mall says something that would try to push you off into a corner about not sharing your faith, that you can be strong about it. That I can be strong about it. Right?
Right.
There's been too many decades here where the church is often pushed into the closet. Talk about coming out of the closet. If anybody needs to come out of the closet, it's the church.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's almost like we're ashamed of the testimony of the gospel. Yeah? Yeah?
Yes.
What's that?
I say, all except our little ones.
Huh? Yeah. They do. I'm going to go to the Gospel of John, chapter 20. Whoops. John, chapter 20. We're talking about, being eyewitnesses and faith is the evidence of things that isn't seen. Listen to what Jesus says to the Apostle Thomas. Okay? You know who Thomas is, right? Doubting Thomas. So, I'm going to go in verse 27. And he said to Thomas, "Reach here with your finger and behold my hands. And reach here with your hand and thrust it into my side. And be not faithless, but believe." And Thomas answered and said unto him, "My Lord and my God." He was overwhelmed, wasn't he? Then verse 29 says this, Jesus said unto him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet believe." See, that's who we are. Because we weren't there to see it. But we believe, not because we've seen it, but because there were other eyewitnesses that we trust. Because they were with Jesus for 3 years. They knew him. One of the things that convinces me, that is evidence to me of the resurrection, was, before Jesus was resurrected, during the time that he was in the grave, where were the apostles?
They were hiding.
They were hiding because they didn't want to be arrested along with Jesus and maybe possibly die themselves. They were hiding. They were scared, weren't they? What happened after the resurrection? Yeah, all through the New Testament, that they were bold in their proclamation. And here were these unlearned men, apostles. They didn't go to school. They were out fishing. They were out doing whatever else they did. And they didn't know the scriptures that greatly. And after the resurrection, when they received the Holy Spirit, all of a sudden they knew what was going on. Here were frightened, unlearned men who now, after the resurrection, aren't afraid to stand up against the authorities and proclaim Jesus. They didn't care. Now, you can't tell me that if they were making up this story, if they really thought that this was, we were with him for 3 years, let's try to make something of this. They're going to let themselves get killed the way they got killed. They were going to be ridiculed and live as the dregs of the earth, like Paul said. They would choose to do that for something that wasn't true. There's not one single person here that would do that. and you knew it, and you believed it in the center of your heart, you would go through that, wouldn't you? Mm-hmm. To proclaim this fantastic message.
Fantastic.
Isn't it? The other thing, evidence about resurrection, it was written down 1,000 years before it happened. Is there any other religion or situation where there's so much prophecy that was fulfilled by a person? There isn't any. Jesus is who he said he was. He said he was with the Father, and he came to the earth. We're talking about God. Came to the earth. God was here on the earth. The Word was made flesh. This isn't some theory, you see. This is truth. And that truth sets us free. That truth gives us boldness. That truth is something that everybody else who hasn't heard that message needs to hear. This isn't some religious exercise. This, we are convinced in our hearts, aren't we? We're convinced. And we're going to have to cry out to God to give us the boldness that we need. Because you know what? There is a fight against our faith, like I said at the beginning. There's a fight against our faith. It's called an Antichrist spirit. It denies Jesus Christ. It doesn't want to have anything to do with him. And we're dealing with it in this country, as well as all around the world. We better know what we believe. There is plenty of evidence for all the things that we believe. We better get in touch with each of us, right? If there's anybody here who hasn't ever given your heart over to the Lord, think about it right now. Ask Jesus to come into your heart and be your Savior and Lord. That can happen right now. And it doesn't have to be in the way any other church does it. You can do it all by yourself. You don't need to be led in a sinner's prayer. You don't need certain things to happen. It's all a matter of heart. If a person confesses with his mouth and believes in his heart, he or she is saved. Isn't that great? That's the kind of God we serve. He doesn't make it difficult. He's offering himself on Resurrection Day for anybody who doesn't know. And how about us who do? Who experienced his life? Who believe in our hearts in God the Father and in Jesus Christ his Son? And in the Holy Spirit. Yeah? What about us? Can we be resurrected in our beings today? Can we be renewed in our hearts today for something greater here at the end of the age? I said to Sylvia before the service, you know, we were talking about the snow and all of that. And I said, yeah, you know, there's a scripture that says God reserves the snow for the end of time. For the end times. Don't let that scare you now. There's something that's going on, and if you look at the prophetic prophecies about time of the end, man, if we're not right up against it, we're pretty darn close. So that's another reason why we better get our heads together here. Get our heads out of the sand. Be awake and alive to the Spirit of God, and ask Him to make it more alive to us. If this is all true, make it more alive. Make me more alive to this, God. Right? You know, I told myself I'm stopping at 11 o'clock. It's 11:02. So, bed class. So we're gonna close this down. I hope that you get what the heart of God is for us today. We believe, don't we?
Yes.
And there's reasons why we believe. Let's make sure that we're connected to that. Let's make sure we know why we believe what we believe.